I caught one, Hank!
I lifted my head and opened both eyes and looked at the front in face of me. Beulah? No, Grasshopper. What are you and who are you doing here?
Well, let's see. My name's Drover, and I'm your best friend, and I just caught a grasshopper.
Just because you're a grasshopper doesn't mean you're a friend of mine. Well, where am I? I blinked my eyes. Okay, it's coming back now. You're Drover.
That's what I said.
There for a second, I thought you were Beulah.
No, it must have been me, 'cause I'm all I've ever been.
I stared at the runt. What?
I said, I'm all I've ever been, but I caught a grasshopper.
That doesn't make a lick of sense. All at once, he licked his chops.
Will you stop that?
Stop what? I've told you over and over not to do that.
What did I do?
I said that you're not making a lick of sense, and he licked his chops again. There, you see? You keep doing it. What's wrong with you?
Well, I can't help it.
I hoisted myself up to a sitting position and turned a withering glare on my, whatever he was, my nitwit assistant, I guess. Of course you can help it. It's a totally absurd and meaningless gesture.
Not really. See, I ate a grasshopper, and that's why I was licking my chops.
You ate a grasshopper?
Yep, I sure did. Caught him with my own two paws and ate him with my own mouth.
I gave my head a shake. Drover, that's disgusting. Eating a grasshopper? Son, chickens eat grasshoppers, but dogs don't.
Yeah, but I did.
That's appalling.
No, it was appealing.
Don't correct my spelling, and don't try to put words into my mouth. I said it was appalling, and that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah, but I ate the grasshopper, and you didn't, so maybe you don't know how it tasted.
I narrowed my eyes at him. I can't believe you said that. Have you no respect for your elders, your betters, your superiors? Just because I've never eaten a grasshopper, you think I don't know how they taste?
Well, that makes sense to me.
I'm shocked, Drover. Shocked and dismayed and disappointed that you would... Okay, just for the sake of argument, how did it taste? He grinned.
Well, it was pretty good.
See, I gave you a chance to express yourself, and what did you do?
Well, I told the truth.
No, you didn't tell the truth. You contradicted my theory of grasshoppers is what you did. And if you can't give the right answer, what good is freedom of speech?
Well, I don't know. But I ate a grasshopper, and it was pretty good. And you ought to try one yourself.
I curled my lip. I will never eat a grasshopper. Bird dogs will fly before I eat a grasshopper. Hogs will ride side saddle before I eat a grasshopper.
They're better than you think.
No sale, Drover.
And they're better than dry dog food.
I don't want to hear it.
They taste kind of like chicken.
Well, of course they do, because that's what chickens eat.
Yeah, and you like the taste of chicken, don't you?
No, I... All at once it appeared that my mouth was watering as I recalled several delicious, ultra-secret chicken dinners I had... I licked my chops, so to speak, and was unable to answer the question. Drover grinned.
See, I said chicken and you licked your chops, and that's the proof that you like chicken.
I did not lick my chops, and even if I had, it would prove almost nothing. For you see, Drover, ranch dogs are forbidden to eat chickens for good and obvious reasons.
Yeah, but that's my point.
I gave him a hard glare. Your point? Who or whom do you think you are? And when did you start putting points into your pointless conversations?
Well, I don't know, but I've got one now. You want to hear it?
Okay, let's hear it. His grin faded.
Gosh, I just lost it. I can't remember. Oh, darn.
Will you hurry up? I'm a very busy dog.
Okay, here we go. I've got it. The point is that Grasshoppers taste like chicken, so when you eat a grasshopper, it's almost like eating a chicken.
Not a bad point, actually. And, you know, Sally Mae hates grasshoppers.
Yeah, 'cause they eat up her garden.
Exactly. So we're looking at possible bonus points here. I ran that one through my databanks. I find only one major flaw in your ointment, Drover. The back legs of a grasshopper are known to have spurs or barbs, which might lodge in the throats of certain dogs. He grinned and shrugged.
Well, they didn't bother me. I guess you have to chew them up is all.
Yes. But we still have one problem, Drover. I don't have the energy to catch a grasshopper. It's this heat. It drains me of all energy and ambition. I don't want to do anything but sleep. It's very discouraging.
Well, maybe a couple of fresh grasshoppers would help. They always seem to have plenty of energy, and so do the chickens.
I heaved a sigh and pushed myself up on all fours. Okay, Drover, I'll give it a shot. But if this doesn't work, I'll have to put it in your record. We made our way down to the yard gate. I happened to know that Sally Mae was out working in her yard, for I had seen her there before my nap. That is, before I had checked into the shade for treatment of extreme exhaustion and loss of precious bodily fluids. I knew she was out there working and slaving in the heat of the day in a heroic effort to beautify her house and therefore the ranch itself. I admired her dedication to greenery and beauty and so forth, and would have done almost anything to help her out. You'll notice that Slim and Loper were nowhere in sight. Bring out a shovel or a rake, and those guys disappear. It's like showing a cross to an umpire. They vanish like dewdrops in August. But there was Sally Mae, working and slaving in the hot sun, digging holes and planting tender little shrubberies and flowers around the yard fence. And what was the mainest threat to her tender little shrubberies and flowers and plants? Grasshoppers. You work and slave to put out your stuff, and the minute you walk away, the grasshoppers move in and start mowing them down. They're a plague, a pestilence, a menace to society, and they've been known to break the heart of many a courageous ranch wife. As head of ranch security, I considered it my duty, nay, my privilege, to rush to the defense of my master's wife and to protect her yard and greenery from all villains, monsters, and pests, and especially the hated grasshoppers. I was the first to arrive on the scene. I did a quick visual sweep and, there was her cat lurking nearby. When our eyes met, he arched his back and hissed. Why? It had nothing to do with fear. Pete wasn't smart enough to be afraid of a dog. No. He hissed out of sheer spite and jealousy. See, he thinks he's Sally Mae's precious kitty, and he can't stand the thought of sharing her attention with anyone else. So he hissed at me. Perhaps he thought this would throw me into an inflammation, that I would bark and give him the pounding he deserved, and that Sally Mae would rush to his defense. He thought, in other words, that he could use a cheap cat trick to get me in trouble with the lady of the house. But Pete had used that trick too often in the past, and it happened that I was prepared for it. Hensley, instead of barking and causing a scene, I gave him, shall we say, a toothy smile. I thought that would be the end of it. I was wrong. It turned out to be just the beginning.